Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 148, part of the Pull Tab Sports family. If you don't follow us on Pull Tab Sports, you should. We are offering a flyover state of mind covering sports and entertainment in Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, and Iowa. Just wrote a nice piece on the hottest high school rivalry in hockey. I should say the hottest high school hockey rivalry, White Bear Lake versus Hill Murray, kind of a fun piece. Check that out. Timberwolf stuff on there. All kinds of things to make you happy and make it feel like someone is looking directly at you, Midwest. That's why we're here, Pull Tab Sports. So I'm down at the All-Star game in Fort Lauderdale, mostly to keep an eye on Kirill. I don't like when Kirill goes unchaperoned through the country. It makes me nervous. There's bad influences out there. He might not look both ways when he's walking. I don't know what side of the street they drive on in Russia, but he might get confused. I don't want other superstars to woo him to their other market. So, yeah, I'm here just watching, just making sure Kirill is okay. Last night, he seemed like he just kind of hung out with Ovechkin's son, almost babysitting. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So I got to keep him on the straight and narrow today. Saturday is the big day. We see how we can do. We are sponsored by Duke Cannon. I should just mention that. Work harder, smell better. Pretty good tagline, by the way. I did not write that one. Work harder, smell better. If you're looking for hardworking men's grooming products, hair stuff, body stuff, Duke Cannon has it dialed. Check out their Serious Flow lightweight mane tamer. This is basically the one product you need if you want to have good hockey hair. You can find them at Target, find them on DukeCannon.com. We will get a promo code going for these guys as well, so you can get discounts if you'd like through the Pull Tab Sports world. So I had to fly out of Terminal 2 this morning. It's so horrible. I don't even know how it is the worst. I wonder if there's people that have only traveled out of Terminal 2 and they don't even know. Like that's like the Stone Ages. It's so horrible. And the only reason I ever do it is if I need to get somewhere at a specific time and I don't want to be there the night before and I'll have some ridiculous connection or I'll have a Sun Country option, which I had today. But so my flight's at 6:15, so I'm a normal human being. I'm like, well, wake up at 4, in the car by 4:30, at the airport by 5. It's 5 in the morning on a Saturday. How crazy could it be? Well, Terminal 2 is Ellis Island at 5 in the morning on a Saturday, apparently. So as I walked in to the terminal, they were saying something about my flight, basically like, this is it. Yeah, this is your last chance. And I don't even know if I have a boarding pass. I'm not quite sure I can bring my bag on the plane. And this wonderful thing happened. I go up the escalator to the security gate, and there's 1,000 people in line. I can't even see where it ends. I just look to the right. It's like the line, I think, went out into the parking ramp. And I'm like, I'm screwed. I'm missing this flight. This is not going to be good. And the guy kind of managing the gate where you pick which line you go in, right? There's like the regular person line, first class line, TSA line. He looks at my phone and he just tells me to go in the first class line. I don't know if he felt sympathy. I don't know if he had been hearing about the Fort Lauderdale flight, but game changer. Get through, get on the flight. No problem. It's just a rugged place. It's not a normal place. It's always Ellis Island at Terminal 2. Ellis Island, if the Statue of Liberty was wearing bedazzled jeans. That is Terminal 2. I I've been on planes a lot lately, been running around a little bit. Went to D.C. this week, and I had the new thing happen to me where I'm kind of conscious of how big I am, and I don't mean like I'm not going to have a TLC show anytime soon, but I have a large shoulder situation, like I'm wide across the top. And so when I sit in these chairs, it's like I'm going to creep over. There's really no way around it. And so I actually had a woman, she was like, excuse me, and I thought she was going to get up and wanted to get out, and she goes like, can I have more of the shared space? And I was like, oh, wow, oh, yeah. And then I kind of looked at her, and she was like tiny. It was like Mother Teresa. It's like she, if I divided her chair into thirds, her entire body was only in the middle section. So I was kind of like, well, what do you need the space for? But then I just spent the rest of the flight leaning forward, looking at my phone. So that was cool. I did have the window seat today. And as the couple was in there ahead of me, the aisle and the, and I did actually say, I apologize. I'm sure you were hoping for a smaller human. They didn't laugh. Maybe they didn't hear that. So the, what else do I got? I've been traveling. I've been around some young people lately, you know, camera guys and things, and it's made me observe things about myself. And this kid was talking about going to New York, and somebody had told him to sit on the left plane of the airport, left side of the airplane when you're going to LaGuardia. This is something I used to tell people to do because it's just so amazing to see a skyline, a whole city that's a skyline. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't even look out the window anymore. You know, I don't tell people that because I think everybody knows that, or I've lost the magic of that. And then we're in D.C. together, and you know, he's just amazed by all the monuments and stuff. I've been there before, but all I could think of was, it like, man, the only time I ever see this city is like in alien movies. And like a congressman would walk by us, and I'm like, he's going to get abducted. This is a Homeland episode. Like the whole city made me feel uncomfortable and ominous. So that's not good. Then we're on the plane ride home, and I'm not joking. There's 20 blind people on our flight, which of a certain age is something you might acknowledge in conversation. I wouldn't say it loud, but I'm with another person, and there's 20 blind people on our flight. I'm thinking of a joke. I'm not going to say it, but I don't have one. I didn't get to one, but there's definitely a joke there. The second thing is I have to say, man, there's like a lot of blind people on this flight. So I guess I don't need to say that, but I did say that. And this kid looked at me like, he just gave me this look like, stop talking right now. And it made me realize, I think one of the things about the younger generation is they are a sensitive generation. And I'm sure there's pros and cons to that, but man, are they, you know, it's almost like, I think we were brought up with a little bit of right and wrong, and they're brought up with nice and mean. And you don't want to be mean. And I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just like, hey, if this is Noah's Ark, we got like 8 sets of the blinds. Like that's a lot. Like I don't even think I've been on a flight with one blind person, let alone 20. So do they have conventions? You know, is there a blue man group that's all blind people? I didn't know what was happening. Thought it was fair game to talk about. Not anymore. Apologies to the current generation. I went to the grocery store this week, something I do approximately every 2.5 years, maybe 3.5 years. I was asked to get ketchup, an apple cider vinegar, and ice cream. And I damn near was in the fetal position weeping. There's nothing worse than a grocery store. There are, 50,000 things in there? And the only way I know how to navigate a grocery store, if it doesn't say the name of the thing on the sign in the aisle, I'm screwed. So I just spent my time going back and forth going, I think it'll say condiments. One of these signs will say condiments. That's where the ketchup is. Damn, I don't know about the vinegar. I don't know what that's called. So that took like a long time. It was horrible. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. Whoever, I basically, if I go to any big box, I just come in holding a light bulb that's burned out and be like, this. Like, the people are almost like, use your words, sir. Use your words. You know, use your words. What are you looking for? And I'm like, this. And I might have a picture of on my phone of something like the back of a frame, and I'm just like, this. But grocery store, you're on your own, man. There's no dudes walking around. If you catch someone stocking up, you know, an area, you could get lucky, but it is tough. It's tough out there. A great exchange with my wife this week. She's, you know, we're getting close to being, like, the house is getting there. The storage unit is empty. I will pause for applause. That's right. Thank you, guys. The storage unit is empty. One of our garages still has a bunch of crap in it. I'm trying to assimilate it into the house. There's a few spots in the house that are a little sketchy with things, but we're getting there. We're getting there. But one of the things we haven't hooked up yet is we have a landline. So not only did we put a clothes chute in our home, we put a phone nook in our house for like a phone, like a, I don't think it's a rotary phone. I think it has buttons, but there's a phone that hangs in there for a landline. And now we've got this T-Mobile internet because they couldn't put the cable in during the winter. And so I'm kind of like, well, I said, do we really need a landline? She said, yeah, you know. And I said, well, couldn't we just hang the phone up there? She's like, well, the grandkids will, you know, they'll think it's cool that we have a landline. I'm like, yeah, but I think they'll think it's cool that we have a phone. I don't know that it needs to work. And then she really laid one on me. She said, well, I need it. I said, what do you mean? Like, we've had a landline for like 25 years, and I don't think we've ever answered it or ever called anyone on it. I think there's like 1,000 voice messages in the phone that we threw away when we moved. God, I probably should have saved that. There's probably amazing stuff on there. Maybe I can find that. But the she says to me, I need the landline so I can find call my cell phone if I lose it in the house. I was like, this is amazing. I said, you know that you can call your cell phone with another cell phone. And she's like, yeah, but you're not always here. And so I'm going to need this. This is something that I need. I need a landline to have the option of calling my cell phone should I misplace it in our home. So that's like basically, I found a way to pay for Find My iPhone. So I'm pretty excited about that. I did tell her that's going straight into the podcast. That's like, you know, cash on delivery. Like right when it came out of her mouth, I was like in my phone like, yep, okay. Will you say that again? So I'll do a read here before we get into kind of a theme for this issue. It's Super Bowl this week. There's always awesome Super Bowl parties. We go to a big Super Bowl party every year. That's very, very good. And I think this year you should bring Jimmy's Chunky Blue Cheese Dressing to the Super Bowl party. Maybe engage it in some sort of buffalo dip situation. You can mix it with French and get super Midwestern if you want. But regardless, all of Jimmy's products are great. And this is Super Bowl time. This is we're playing for stakes, folks. Maybe you're watching the NHL All-Star game. Get some chunky blue cheese from Jimmy's. You can buy it at Cub. It's a local company, family run. Don't you be messing with my dressing. Hey, I've been feeling good being more positive on the pod. And I think in a way with this win the day philosophy, it becomes a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Even if you're kind of joking about it, it makes you happier. It's like sending an emoji. It makes you feel better. And so you know, I'm gonna try to stick to that. But I can still have observations, and one of the observations I have is, ever since COVID, half ass is okay. And I don't know why, but it is, right? So in a way, working from home is half ass. I'm sorry. It just is. You will not invent the iPhone working from home. You won't. Specialness happens when people bounce off each other. And so now that we're all okay, just like working from home, or so that's half ass. I have a couple experiences that prove this point. One of them, my car wouldn't start a couple weeks ago. It was just really cold. I might have not drove it for a few days. It was outside. So I call AAA. I'm like, I need a jump on my car. You know, I've been AAA member for like 100 years, right? And the lady says to me, so I have like 4 hours before beer league hockey to get this car jumped. And AAA usually comes in like an hour, because all they do is call the closest tow place and send them over there. And then you don't pay for it, which is great. So she says to me, yeah, keep in mind, it's not snowing, nothing. She's like, yeah, we're our guy over in that area. Yeah, he's not going to be good to do this till tomorrow. So keep, I mean, as far as she knows, I'm like laying in a ditch next to my car. And me being the complete wimp that I am, I'm like, okay. Well, when do you have options to get my car jumped? And she's like, well, I can do tomorrow. And now I'm thinking, well, I got to go to work. I said, well, can you give me a time frame, the window that you might be here tomorrow? She says, well, why don't, you know, the earliest we could do is like 8 a.m. But if you want to get an early appointment, I'm going to need you to wake up at 5:30 in the morning and call it in so that it can get in the queue. And I was just like, okay, sounds like a plan. And I hung up. And my wife was like, what was that? What just happened? What are you doing? You know, we're like the only people that still have AAA. We're the only people under, you know, 50 that have AAA. We've had it for years, and you just, that's what you do. When your car doesn't start, you call them and they do it. And you just like let them like not do it. So I guess I'm part of the problem on this half ass thing, but I don't know what it is. I just see it. I see it in work people do, you know. It's detail, right? And I'll give you a good example, right? So I love writing. I've always loved writing since I was a little kid. And being a good writer is not a magical thing, right? It's really about reps, like anything. It's like being a guitar player. How much have you played? And you just write a lot, and then there's a discipline to writing. So for someone that doesn't have a lot of discipline in their life, I absolutely believe in discipline when it comes to writing. You write, you read it, you work on it, you change it, you take the words out, you squish it, you boil the rice, and eventually you have words that you believe in. It doesn't mean they're great or brilliant or Shakespeare, but you're a writer because you've done the process. And I just see too many people now, it's like, it's almost like everything they do, it's like a burp. It's like, oh, there you go. Here. You know, even like if you're texting someone and all the word, here's a good question for yourself. When you text someone and you spell a word wrong, do you immediately write the word correctly underneath? And if you're like me, it autocorrects three more times, and then four times you finally get the correct word. That's what I'm talking about. It's like making the effort. This, I did not spell that word wrong. This is what I meant. So let's not be half-ass. Let's be better than that. Speaking of not being half-ass, I did accomplish my goal for last week, which was to have a buddy over and smoke a cigar. As a matter of fact, I had a Sunday fun day. Saw my business partner. Did the cigar thing. It was great. I did not set a goal for this week. I should have. I think my goal for this week is I'm going to try to drink water. And I don't mean drink more water, because I actually don't drink any water ever. I think I could clog a toilet with my pee, I believe. Jell-O pudding pop. It is not good. So I'm going to drink water this week. I have 4 bottles of it in my hotel room here in Fort Lauderdale. That's a good start. I'm going to try to drink water for 1 week and see if I feel any different. I hope I do. Maybe I will. Can't say for sure. But that's a goal for me. Another thought, I've had 2 pairs of AirPods so far in my life. I got into the game late. Left 1 pair on an airplane. I think only one of my AirPods works now, because I think the other one, I went through the wash, which I've done with both sets. So my question for you is, are AirPods the new cheaters, the new reader glasses? And what I mean by that is, in my life, will I have 600 pairs of AirPods? Is this a thing? Well, maybe 20. Is this, you know, can we start buying these in bulk? I think we need to rethink this. I think you need to go to Costco and you get a bag and it's like Q-tips. There's 45 AirPods in there. They all sync up the same way. Maybe they're like disposable contact lenses. Maybe you use the AirPods and you throw them in the garbage at the end of the night. I want that. I want daily wear AirPods. Please, someone. Steve Jobs. Oh, he's working from home now, so he can't do that. The want to say hi to Red Cooler Ronnie. Had himself a little procedure, and he gave me a lesson. When you have a medical event, you have a last hurrah, so you schedule the medical event after something fun that you want to do, which in his case was Hockey Day Minnesota in White Bear Lake. And then you have something to look forward to after the trip to the doc. He's got Barcelona on the docket in about 6 weeks. That's how you do it. Make that little thing just a dash in the middle between your last hurrah and your something you're looking forward to. That's a good lesson for you. The Winter Carnival Medallion Hunt is over. I am no longer a Winter Carnival Medallion Hunt widower. The wife is home. She did not find the medallion. She was in the right park. She was on the right area. She believes it was a successful hunt. They found it on clue 10. That's when they like to find it. The person that found it is a lifelong hunter. And a group of the best hunters were on the scent when it was found. These are all the things that make up a good hunt. And so another successful Winter Carnival hunt in the books. I do believe my wife will find it again. She has found it before, but I don't know when it's going to happen. But I think with the group she has, she for sure will find it. Joe Mama's is still doing fundraising, but we're kind of out of the hockey window now. We're on to the like soccer, baseball teams, lacrosse teams. Awesome fundraiser. Go to joemamas.com/fundraising, and you're going to see how you can spice up your fundraising. I'm going to make sure that's the right email address while I keep talking to you. But the beauty of this is, you sell these things for $6.50 a jar, and then you get to keep $3, which is awesome. And everybody loves it. That's the other thing, is everybody's just like, this is the best. Thank you. Can I get more? You could turn this into a side hustle. You know, you do the fundraiser, and you just keep loading salsa into these people like a dealer. You'll become a Joe Mama-holic. Lots of them will in your community, but there's no downside to that. So check that out. If you have a team, if your kid's on a team, don't sell stupid stuff. Sell Joe Mama's salsa. joemamas.com/fundraising. What should I finish with? A drinking story? I don't know. I've been pretty good. trying to be, I started shaving more lately. I'm trying to, I don't know, like be clean shaven more often. I think that's the opposite of drinking. You know, you don't have that look of you got a little bit of the night before on you. So I've been trying to do that. I think tonight, you know, potentially high risk, you know, NHL All-Star game. These are the types of nights where I usually like to drink too much and then yell something at Chris Chelios about saunaing, which he doesn't seem to like. You know, but I don't know. I'm here for work. I think I'll probably get out of here no damage. I hope so. But mainly just trying to keep it positive. And you know, I think you guys should too. You know, let's keep winning the day. Let's set little goals. Let's drink some water. Let's stay hydrated. And, you know, let's make sure Kirill's safe and sound in Florida. That's what I'm going to do for you. I'm glad you guys are on the ride with me. Visit us on Instagram, Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod. Get some pictures for your story. Check out Pull Tap Sports on all the places. Get it.
Wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
'Cause I got you, babe.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
'Cause
we gon' fight. Oh yes, we gon' fight. Believe we gon' fight. Fight for our right to love, yeah. Nobody thought we'd last forever. I feel I'm hoping and praying things between us don't get better. Men steady coming after you, women steady coming after me. Seems like everybody wanna go for self and don't wanna respect boundaries. Telling you all those lies just to get on your side. But I must admit there was a couple secrets I held inside. But just know that I tried to always apologize. And I'ma have you first, always in my heart to keep you satisfied.